with nothing but a towel and a tarp and a pad, and my guitar hanging in a gunny sack.
You guys are out on tour for the new CD?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going to be out most all this year, all around the country, trying to hit all the good places, and this is one of the good places.
One thing I talked to you just a few minutes ago about that I didn't know, you've had a Broadway play hit, Million Dollar Quartet, name of it.
Yeah, I became the music director for this Broadway production, and we started out doing a couple of working productions in different places, one in Florida and one up in Washington, and then we opened up a full professional production in 2008 in Chicago, yeah. And it's still running. It's the longest running show in Chicago history.
Yeah.
And then we moved to Broadway, and we were on Broadway, and we were up for Tony Awards. I'm sitting there in the audience at the Tony Awards one year, and the guy that plays Jerry Lee Lewis, played Jerry Lee Lewis on Broadway,
yeah.
Won a Tony for his portrayal.
That's fantastic.
And now the touring production is traveling around the country in its third year, and we have another sit-down production in Las Vegas, so you have lots of chances to see the Million Dollar Quartet.
Check it out, Million Dollar Quartet.
I'm the Hillbilly Maestro.
How'd you get that gig? I mean, did you know the people putting it together? Or?
Well, one of the authors, Colin Escott, called me up one day, and he's a great music writer. He probably wrote the definitive biography of Hank Williams and still works a lot on Hank Williams stuff. And this other guy in Los Angeles, who's a filmmaker and, you know, mover and shaker, his name is Floyd Mutrix, contacted Colin and said, hey, you know, we need to do a Broadway musical of the Million Dollar Quartet, which is, if people don't know, is the one and only time that Elvis and Carl Perkins and Johnny Cash and Jerry Lee Lewis were all at Sun Records at the same time. It only happened one day, December 4th, 1956, and they recorded it, and they just had a little jam session. So the play is based on that event. And Colin called me up and said, hey, you ever thought about working in the musical theater? And I said, well, not really. And then he sent me a script, and it's like, well, sure, give me a try. I'd love to try to do that.
Well, I was going to ask you how much different that is, writing for something like a play or a musical, and just sitting around trying to get something together for an album.
Well, I was just trying to get something together for an album, and it kind of turned into a sort of more conceptual thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm really interested in writing an actual musical. I am working on something that could be a musical. I think it would be a good one.
That's great.
But I'm not going to tell you the idea because I don't want to jinx it.
Yes. Well, you got a little bit of background, so you know where to go now.
Yeah, I do. And I feel like I can handle something like that.
And I don't know where you find the time.
Well, I try to find the time. I don't have any other marketable skills, so this is what I do.
Well, you do a lot of producing, too. I mean, you've done some good stuff.
Well, yeah. And that's actually how I approached the whole music director gig, was like a record producer, because that was what I knew.
I don't know how you do it, but I'm glad you do it.
Well, I don't have a job. That's how
right.
I do it.
You got to get to eat, don't you?
This is what I got.
Well, once again, I want to thank you guys. Maybe you can take us out with one.
Let's do.
Okay.
Carco, you want to do that song, Sitting on Top of the Bottom? You know that one?
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah, I'm glad he said yeah.
I had the whole world in my hand. Lord, I was a happy man. I was standing up tall and high cotton, but now I'm sitting on top of the bottom.